Insurance Commissioner Trinidad Navarro says the sessions are designed to dispel misinformation and shed light on what goes into proposed rate increases.
I can't tell you how many phone calls, Facebook messages, contacts from people saying, my employer is already charging me X amount of dollars for my health care, and I can't afford another 32%. And what folks don't know, many folks don't know, is that it does not affect those types of plans.
Highmark's 33.6% proposed rate increase only applies to individual ACA plans. Small group policies face only a 5.2% proposed hike. Highmark's actuary Jeff Scheib says numerous factors contribute to the hike, including rising prescription drug and healthcare costs, higher utilization rates, and uncertainty at the federal level. And Highmark President Tim Constantine emphasizes the rate increase isn't designed to recoup past losses.
I want to be clear that neither litigation nor the historical losses impact our rate filings. Our rate filings are by their very nature forward-looking and apply to anticipated risk for 2018.
The rate hike is currently under review by independent actuary Art Lucker. After that, his analysis will be submitted to CMS for review before Highmark must make a decision in late September about whether or not to continue offering plans on Delaware's exchange. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.